The Boston Food Dialogues have concluded, and I've got two of our panelists here with me. I'm going to let each of you just do a quick intro of yourselves, and we'll start over here with you, Michael.
Egg Banker out of Minnesota.
And next?
I'm Bruce Rominger. I'm a farmer from Northern California in the Sacramento Valley.
Well, it was an interesting dialogue, which is what it's supposed to be here today on this topic of farm size. Does it matter? What are just, well, let's go again with each of you. What is something on your mind that you're taking away from what you heard here today?
Well, you know, it is interesting. There's a very strong advocacy for smaller farms. And maybe we don't appreciate it enough in the Midwest where we have bigger farms.
How about you?
Well, I think the small farms are a good thing, but I think there was also an agreement here today that we need the diversity. Small farms are not going to be viable in Nebraska. And where I am and the crops I grow and the technology we're using, they're not very viable in our area for the crops we grow. So I think we need this diversity, and everybody, the small and large farmers, agree on that.
Early on, you made a comment about some might think of you as a big farmer, but you don't really see it quite that way because, if I understood, you're a family farm, for one thing.
Right. My brother and I own this operation, and we are, statistically, we're a big farm, but we're a family farm. We're incorporated. Does that make us a corporate farm? Technically, yes. But we are 100% owned by our family and managed by our family. And to us, you know, this growth to the size we are has been an evolutionary process over generations. And so this is something that happens that we have to do to stay successful in the markets we're in.
And back to you, Michael. One comment that stood out that you made today is this idea of local food and locally produced food, which is great. Nobody has any would say differently, but you made a point about how our cell phones, our smartphones are. We don't look for locally produced cell phones.
No, you know, we go where the best technology takes us. We want the best solutions for the dollar, and the consumer chooses. You know, and we shouldn't criticize them one way or the other.
Well, I want to thank both you guys. I know you got to get going here. Appreciate all you have done here today. It was a very interesting, I think, well-received conversation. And here from Boston, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.